Something that I have learned in my 31 years of life is the significance of family. Now, when I say this, I'd be remiss not to illustrate the fact that my familial picture has been anything but perfect. And if anybody knows me personally, they fully understand the complexities that exist within my familial relationships. But one thing I know now, and I'm certain of it, it's not that you don't need friends per se. It's that friends will come and go. But at the end of the day, your blood is your blood, right? These are the only motherfuckers that are going to be with you or should be with you at their deathbed and your deathbed, right? Some of the major mistakes I've made in my life have been giving so much of myself to people that I considered family because I had a disdain for my own and I had been separating myself from it, which is the greatest mistake. I'm talking about emotionally, economically, spiritually. You know, you can give yourself all you want to any woman in your life, but if you don't put a ring on her and make her family, it don't matter. You can have all the friends you want in the world. You can have these brothers that you think you're so close to, but at the end of the day, they're not your blood. When push comes to really shove, people always preferentialize their family because that's where you came from at the end of the day, right? And it's a really difficult conversation to have because I also do understand the complexities in familial relationships. You know, like, not everyone's going to be tight with their siblings. Not everyone's going to be tight with their parents. Not everyone's going to be tight with their extended family. You know, God bless you if you are. That's a massive gift for you to have. And you need to understand that and be very grateful for having a very cohesive and, you know, beneficial relationship with your family. But a lot of people don't have that. And one of the greatest challenges for those people is that you really do have to be the change that you want to see, even within your own family. Because those, I swear to you, these are the only people that are ever going to have your back. There's so many times I'll be walking down the streets of Toronto and you see someone on the street every single day and you ask yourself, like, where's their family, you know? Because if you think about it, if somebody in their family had been taking care of them or at least had been more concerned, you'd make the assumption that they wouldn't be there on the street. You know what I mean? And really simplistic statement to make, but I wholeheartedly agree with that, especially in this environment. Things aren't sweet. Things aren't easy. You really need family to help you out. And I'll even give you the other end of things. Times when I've had everything I could have wanted in life from a financial perspective, I was still massively unhappy. And basically that's because I had no one to share that with. And the people that I did share it with, who are my quote-unquote friends, ended up screwing me over one way or the other. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that's not going to happen if you don't help out your family either. But you know what? At the end of the day, I think it's more important to help out your family members than it is to help out anybody else, regardless of, like, their imperfections, right? I truly think that's the karma that's always going to come back to you. You have to really figure out a way to be with, uphold, and, you know, have reverence for your tribe. That's the most important thing in the world. So then, you know, that begs the next question, right? Like, how do you create and maintain healthy relationships with your family? Well, you have to look at it from a different couple of cases, right? So let's say you already have a pretty straightforward family. None of y'all have any beef, like nothing crazy happened during your upbringing. Well, it's important for you to maintain those relationships. How do you maintain those relationships? Sounds very simple, but, you know, you just call your family members, keep them up to date on what's happening in your life. You know, don't have shame about talking about some of the issues that are happening in your life. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, for me, I got a lot of women in my life, right? So I try not to discuss too much about things that are bothering me or concerning me because, you know, from my perspective, the women in my family always start going ham, you know, they start losing their shit. So I've always been the kind of type of guy keeps things low key. Whenever things aren't going the best in my life, I'm not going to share that with my family because I'm worried about them tripping out. But honestly, that's also the fallacy that I have in my head. Realistically speaking, the only one that's going to help me out, or the only ones that are most likely to help me out, are my family members. And it's on me to be above my shame or be above my ego and share things with my family so they can help me out, or maybe I can help them out, or it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, communication is everything, and that's how you water all relationships. And in my opinion, the most important ones are with your family. So, you know, you gotta schedule your calls. You gotta, you know, fucking like make sure that you're regularly calling your mom, regularly calling your dad if they're alive. Be very grateful for that, right? You gotta call your siblings, see what's happening in their life. Not be so self-indulgent in your own life that you don't see past what's happening in the four corners of your own condo, right? So it's these are things that I have made a mistake of not doing, and I'm really trying to improve on going forward. And I will say they've definitely improved the quality of my life. Knowing that I have aunts, not just my mom, not just my stepdad, my dad, my sister, like I'm rich from that perspective. I got so many people that are close to me in my life that are actually willing to help me out if I actually let them and if I actually water these relationships and check in on them. And I'll even give you another one. For me, like, again, like traveling through life with intent is the most important thing. And I've gone through so many years of my life having no intent, just being like a fucking leaf in the air, just fucking traveling through like the fall wind that is life, right? And that's the problem. As a man, where I'm gonna get the most value in life is feeling like I'm providing value, and to my family it would be the most important place to provide value, and making sure that I am in a place financially, spiritually, and physically that I'm actually able to help out my family members is an important thing. And in that in itself gives me an intent and a goal of where I need to be in my life. Because, you know, it's one thing to say I want to be wealthy, but for what? You just want to be wealthy for yourself, you selfish motherfucker? You know what I mean? What are you going to do with that money, right? Like, if you change your perspective to I want to be wealthy because I want to do things for my family, for me, that's created a more cohesive picture, right? Like, I need to be a leader. I need to be a seminal figure in this family. So people, like, I need to be somebody that I would have looked up to when I was younger. Like, little OT would have been like, yo, that guy's dope. I want to be like that, right? And even just having that image alone is something that can help me travel through life much easier, right? Because now you want to be successful, not just for you, but for something bigger than yourself. And I think that's extremely important in life, finding meaning from a perspective like that, because we live in a world right now where it's really difficult to find meaning outside of yourself, right? So I think, and I know this sounds super redundant, this is another one of my rant podcasts, you can choose not to listen to it if you don't want to, but yeah, I like for me, just making sure that I am somebody that my family can rely on is important in making me feel more fulfilled, and actually gives me a better trajectory as to where to travel through life. You know, I'm not just doing a job for the purpose of making some money to pay my rent and be able to go on vacation and all this dumb shit. I need to be able to be the stable rock that my family will stand on to be where I need them to be, where I want them to be, right? I don't think that made sense, but you get what I'm trying to say here, right? These are things for me that provide me a lot of value, provide me a lot of fulfillment, in my opinion, make sure that I'm not traveling through life like a selfish douchebag, because it's very easy to do that. So this brings me to the final part of this podcast, which is, how do you mend relationships to the family members when, you know, shit ain't sweet, for lack of a better term, right? So, you know, things can always happen in family relationships. And I'll tell you a couple of things, right? To be honest, you're probably right. It's probably not all you. But to also be very honest, you also have to look at the parts that it was you. And let me tell you, the easiest way to fix family issues, right, is with zero ego and swallowing a whole bunch of pride, okay? Now, I want to preface here. I can't speak for all scenarios. Sometimes some family members really done some really bad stuff to somebody else. Maybe it's not even worthwhile forgiving them, but I will tell you this. If you want to mend the relationship, the only way to cross that bridge is with no ego and zero pride. I promise you, you have to be the bigger person. It does not work any other way. You either want a relationship to be there or you don't. And if you don't, that's perfectly fair. You just have to realize that and live with it and understand the limitations in your life by having less family members around you that are alive, okay? And that might be better. I can't speak for everyone, right? But at the end of the day, I'll tell you this, man. If you want to fix a relationship with your family member, you gotta shut that ego right down. And that, like, I'm like, if I was listening to this right now, like me telling me this, I got the biggest ego possible. There's no way I would listen. But I'll also tell you, this is a chasm so far and wide that you will not be able to traverse it in any sense by having, like, any ounce of ego or pride. I just promise you that. I promise you that. And with that, I will leave you with another successful session of the Rant Podcast.